The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Fly me to the moon. Let me swing among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Francis Albert, fly me to the moon, baby. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:06 on AM 970, The Answer. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, Joe. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. We're off and running, baby. We got this going on this morning on the radio right here for you, Big Al Gattulo. Hello, Albert.
How good morning.
This morning.
I'm great.
And Debbie is with us as well, and Mike Gallagher.
Intermittently.
Is that what's happening?
It's an iHeart problem. They're having some issues system-wide.
We could blame them. So I was so proud of myself that I did everything this week and got it all in. And I am in my zone when I'm with my children. I am a dedicated dork dad. I really am. So we did everything on where I had all the kids, and we all I gathered them all up on Saturday. I told you this earlier. We were supposed to have my sister's birthday party down the shore, but Mom went into the hospital, and she's doing great, just for a test, and now she's out today. So I make the sign of the cross, thank God. But we all went and had a party in the hospital room with the whole family. I mean, everybody came over. We had a great time, thank God. I know.
Don't light a match.
Did you light candles in there?
Yeah, what?
Huh? I said, man, can you imagine that?
Look, he didn't blow the room up.
Dogs were in that. We are never going to be allowed in this hospital again. I think so. really. Don't let them in. So, and then, you know, you can't bring latex balloons into a hospital room. Did you know that?
No,
you
I didn't know what I'm that. No.
There's rules about everything.
Oh, because of allergies? Because I know that people have latex allergies. Yes.
So my nephew Brett and gets these beautiful balloons for his mom, and we're not down the shore, so we bring everything into the hospital room. So he walks through the hospital, and it was latex balloons, like two the beautiful purple balloons.
How dare they? No latex, no matches, no candles, no dogs. Food, oh, wait,
no
there was
liquor,
a dog there,
no
too.
Yeah. It was a dog. We were the worst. Wow. We were the worst.
You people in this hospital are no fun. I'm sure somebody said that, right?
So, I mean, to your point.
I mean, all these people just laying around recovering. I mean, no fun. How can you got to have fun. It's got to be positive.
People are dying every week in here.
All these negative Nancys party. Walking around.
We're
I'm sick. Yeah, great. Yeah. All
right. Oh, my God. So, you know what, though, your point? Let me count this out. Stay with me, Frank. And the booze. Candles
and violated and about 15
dog,
rules.
Canine. So I guess we shouldn't.
Here, Lassie. Come on, boy.
That's the dog.
Hold Yeller. Hold on.
Listen to me. The dog went into someone else's room.
Of course.
All we heard is a lady scream.
What is
a
this?
A lady scream. Ah! Ruh, there's roh. A dog in my room.
Ruh-roh. Rorge. Raggy.
The lady screamed. Everybody came. What's up? There's a dog. So, it's a comfort dog. It's a comfort dog. And so,
wait a second. I can see all of you. No. He's a comfort dog. It's perfectly safe. It's fine. He's had his shots.
No, actually, when they came in, we said, "Would you like a drink, Pally? Hey, come on."
I'm surprised you didn't start acting like Dean Martin. Hello,
Pally.
Hello.
Hello, Bally. Welcome. Welcome to the hospital room. Good day, everybody. Yeah. Loves them. So maybe we shouldn't have complained about the balloons. Right. With the balloons. Right. Because we got everything else in there.
That's going to make this thing. No balloons. I want to speak to the manager. How dare you? Sir, you understand that you do have a dog and you've lit candles in a hospital room where there's oxygen going. You're concerned about the balloons. All right. Well.
We're so cocky. How dare you not allow these balloons in? Do you know I'm a taxpayer? Do you know I support this?
That's the best. You're fighting over happy birthday balloons. Yeah.
Joe hasn't even told you about his complaints about the sound system.
In the hospital. Yeah. How dare they? You got to not have a PA system that's not...
people are trying to recover.
Did you offer during all of this, while your mom is sitting there recovering? Look, I'm sorry the dog came in your room. What do you like? You like Sinatra?
What are you singing in the hospital? And now the end is near. Couldn't do it. Can't do it, Sally. Can't do it.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that would be bad.
I stayed my case. So which I'm saying. Yeah, it's the final curtain. Yeah, that would have worked great out. But you
pull the curtain closed around. They have the privacy curtain.
So thank you, and I don't want to mention names, but I'll tell you what, medically top of world class all the way, and they were
not a big fan of balloons,
nicer.
A big fan of latex balloons.
But
that's the thing that people don't understand these days. There's so many different allergies out there.
Let me tell you, what do you think that is? Frankie, you'll know this. Or that's the insurance company talking. And they were so apologetic. Sorry, no latex balloon. And now someone probably got sick one time. Somebody got sued. And then everybody's got to go along with what that person is doing. I'm telling you, that's what's wrong. It is. You need tort reform, definitely. I'm telling you that's what it is. But I have no right to complain. We were very, very lucky if the balloons were
I'm sure you called ahead. What can't we bring in? You can't bring balloons. Okay, got those. Okay.
You know what Brett did, though? God bless him. Typical Piscopo fashion. No. He had balloons that had not been blown up yet. So he smuggled them in and blew them up in the room.
Oh, That's smart. That's smart.
I tell you, man, if they ever put us in prison, we would be able to break out. I'm telling you, we're one of those.
We'd
families,
be
you know?
Able to break out.
All right, you got the mail file. Let's go.
So
I promise it's my mom's birthday. Go ahead.
And my mom said about it. She goes, "Boy, a lot of memories today." Yeah, we weren't arrested. I said, "My God!" I said, "Gee whiz, it was the best. We had the best time." And mom, the dog. We just heard a scream from the other hospital room. As a dog. Oh, so thank you to the hospital. That mom, I love you, and we're there for you. So it was very. But in the meantime, I'm driving around. I got Charlie was in that tournament, and Al, what about this? Because you're dad.
Yeah. Mm.
So 8 o'clock in the morning baseball. 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's a little early for kids.
Yes. Eight-year-olds.
So now you had to drive all the way from your neck of the woods all the way down to the other neck of the woods. So you left at what? About 5:36 in the morning.
We got home like 7-ish. But I'm in my glory. If I'm with my kids, everything's good. And all the kids and. Just by the grace of God, it just was great. Boom, got home. But I had to get Charlie to bed because we had to get up so early because we had another hour trip to the ball field in Verona, you know? So we're going back. I'm going, oh, my Lord. But, you know, when I got there, everybody was pumped up. Everybody was positive. And it really was inspirational to me to see how this – because I always tell you, when communities do things like that, whether it's a Little League game or whether it's a fundraiser for firefighters, whatever it is, it just makes our country stronger. So it worked out great. I just thought that was curiously early.
Yeah, but
I think they had so many teams.
Right, that's the thing. You got to start stacking them up. The earlier, the better. So, yeah.
Well, so then of course,
of course, most parents live like close by the ball field, like 10 minutes. They don't live an hour and a half like you do. We have to travel all that way. You know, that's a lot.
But I tell you how proud I am to be an American and how much I love you for listening and how proud I am to be in this country, despite all the negativity. So I have to tell you, I wanted to make sure I made a note to tell you this. Is I told you the guy with the coughing and the handkerchief up in the nose and everything. Oh, and then Al, you had a guy. You went out to a bar. You had a guy sneezing all over his arm. But that there was like
wet sneezing. Yeah,
that guy. And I wish I had. I don't have the names. And it was St. Philomena. Is that what that is in Livingston? Yeah, I believe it is. Great church. I mean, a beautiful like early American design. The Monsignor was great. It was a great sermon. And it was just up very, very uplifting, which I love in the Catholic Church. But that gentleman in front of me, he was tall. You could tell he was a handsome dude in his day. He had to be 90-something. And he was with a cane, and he was just having trouble walking, yet he came to church. He came to church to just pay, you know, the homage to Christ. And I'm telling you, it was so inspirational. This guy's shaking, and yet he walked up to get communion. He didn't have the priest come to him. I was so, and we joke about the coughing, and he was just such an inspiration when I saw this older gentleman. He had a toupee on. And I wanted to say to the guy, you know, you look great, man. I want to ask him how old he was. Are you okay? Lose the rug, pal. You don't need the rug on your head. The poor guy. Isn't that funny? You're still. That'll be me, Albert. Am I right or wrong? That'll be me when I'm 90.
Yep.
With topics in my hair at 90 years old.
Banging that thing against your head.
And you knocking know. Myself out right. because I'm so old.
Right. You missed the spot. I'm ding. Okay.
I said, that'd be you. Every time we do the broadcast, tomorrow we're streaming live on YouTube and on Facebook, and I look at myself on the monitor. Oh, I think I can see a bald spot, a little thinning there. Out here, I'm filling it up with topics and stuff, you know. But isn't that funny, Frankie? When you're 90, do you really need a rug on your head? I don't think.
I mean, at that point, no, I wouldn't care.
Really?
But I got to tell you, boys, inspirational. That guy, where he really was, his faith was so strong, it totally inspired me. I got to tell you, and God bless him. God bless him. So it was great. Hey, Joe on the radio. So 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. I'm very, very pleased to tell you, Colonel Douglas McGregor, this is a great guy who's done so much for the United States of America. We'll break down exactly what's going on because as I saw, and I know, Frankie, I got to ask you and Albert, love to hear your opinion as well. And something tells me we hear it, whether we want to hear it or not, Al, because you're going to barrel it. That's what we love about you, brother. But when I see Iran take out a drone, and yes, it's like a tease. It's like they're toying with us. They're toying with us. And for the president to go, you know, I'm not going to buy. That was so cool to see a president do that, especially this president. Although, me being the hawkish kind of guy I am, forgive me, and I'm not saying that it's right, but it's what I am, or because I didn't go in the military, people say, oh, you're a chicken hawk, whatever it is, sure, I believe, you know, they hit us, we hit them back, you know? So and then Sonny Corleone say that, Frank, wasn't that a Corleone thing? So, but I would say maybe we should have hit some, sites, some launch sites in Iran, maybe boom, 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 you know, with no destruction, but apparently you can't do that without some civilian casualties or military casualties, and the president didn't want to do that. And
well, I also can't imagine Iran would take kindly to that. I don't think that they would just sit there and say, right. Oh, you know, we're not going to do anything. I mean, well, that would be such a dramatic military escalation. I mean, that's a war. Essentially.
I heard driving in this morning on a newscast, apparently, that the Americans, I guess, had cyber attacked Iran, and Iran is saying that it failed, but it did disrupt some of their system. So maybe this was a way, you know, now, again, we don't know for sure, but maybe this is a way that the government is deciding to go after Iran right now to try and cut off their technological infrastructure.
Yeah, excuse me. You know what? This is what the thing is. Oh, they went in and they cyber attacked. How much do you think we're doing to every other country? I'm just saying. As a matter of fact, I hope we're doing it to other countries. We try to influence. They try to influence our election. They bought a Facebook ad. The Russians bought Facebook ads, and we're going. Oh my gosh! It's Russian collusion. Everybody gets crazy. What do you think we do to other countries? What do you think we do? And I'm telling you, I say it with great pride. You have to check on who's going on. If the wrong guy's going in, maybe you want to kind of influence them in a nice way. And you don't think we're on this whole cyber situation? I really believe we are. So when I hear we went in to Iran yesterday and we broke, you know, we disrupted them in a cyber nature, and I'm thinking like that, duh. I mean, we do. I'm sure we do it all the time. That's why I get kind of a chuckle when I see when they come after us and they say, you know, when everybody, you know, North Korean, and I always tell you China's watching us. Everybody's watching everybody. And I think, and I don't know that you have another choice. All you need, though, rather all this electronic, all you need is a good Italian grandmother looking out the window. Remember the Italian grandmother? She knew everything that was going on in the neighborhood, no matter what. I think that's what we kind of need down there in Washington. Hey, 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, we will go to Colonel Douglas McGregor to see exactly how to deal. Where do we go with Iran now? What is going to happen with Iran? And is the president doing the right thing? 877-970-2999. That's our Balance of Nature phone lines. I see the calls. If you'd hold on for a second, I want to go to Debbie, and then we're going to go to Douglas McGregor, and then we'll go to the phone calls at 20 minutes after 8 o'clock on this June 24th, on this Monday. It's summertime, Debbie. It's going to be a nice
summertime
week.
Yeah, love it.
Mm-hmm. I walk out and I don't have like four layers on. You know me. I have four layers. If it's 75 degrees, it's chilly for me. I like when it's hot. The sun is burning my Mediterranean blood. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. And your mom's okay, by the way, right?
Grace
mom's
of God. Okay. Grace. She is Thank so goodness. Strong. She mm-hmm. We always send her in just for a checkup, and the hospital is spectacular. And you know, Jersey's got so many, like Trinitas, these great hospitals. So, anyways, yes, thank you for asking. And she's a fighter. She is such a fighter. You know that generation, Deb.
And, beautiful lady. Yep. That's for sure.
Thank you. 20 after 8 o'clock, Debbie's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning, Joe. Let's see what's happening as we take it out to the GWB. 45 minutes getting it to town. Lincoln 30. Holland still about 30 minutes in. Traffic is moving slowly. Garden State Parkway North getting up through the Cheesequake service area and getting up toward the area of 137 with an accident just being cleared. We're still seeing delays this morning as you take a ride to the northbound New Jersey Turnpike 11 up through 14. The Hutch northbound at Orchard Beach, a collision there. And it's pretty busy for you on the westbound belt across Bay Boulevard, a multi-vehicle accident. Watch for delays northbound Van Wyck into Linden Boulevard. That's a disabled vehicle in the way over there. Watch out for stop-and-go traffic on the Meadowbrook North at M2 with an accident on the shoulder. LIE West heavy out through South Oyster Bay Road. You're slowing down getting out toward the BQE in Queens with that new construction pattern. And the southbound thruway slowing down 13 down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
We're surrounded by noise.
Order today.
Bombarded by information. Messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus four nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Colonel Douglas McGregor will join us momentarily When it comes to protecting your home and your family, trust one of the longest standing names in New York. Trust Honig Conti Porino Insurance. Honig Conti Porino Insurance, they've been in Manhattan for over 100 years and they're family owned, providing coverage for four generations. They're face to face. You know, I love family owned and operated, right? That's what you get with Honig Conti Porino. I had a great dinner at Delmonico's down on Wall Street. With the guys, with the Michaels that I tell you about. And Michael, it was so funny. Michael Honig was so great. I love my mornings. He goes, I listen to you in the morning. And Michael said, I get up so early. He's so like, he can't wait to get to work. So when you want somebody to cover you, whether it's homeowners insurance, business insurance, renters insurance, you want to call Michael Honig and Michael Conti as well. They gave me, you know what? They gave me little presents. They gave me like these collar stays with that said, actually had their name right on it. It said Honig Conti Perino Insurance on the collar stays, which I appreciate. These are great people, and they're going to cover you. Here is the number. You start with a call to the Michaels today, please. 212-777-7113. Boom. Just like that. 212-777-7113. Or visit them at honigconti.com. It's Honig Conti, HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conti Porino Insurance. Not just there to provide insurance, but to provide insurance guidance.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
We are pleased, we are privileged to have Colonel Douglas McGregor with us, retired United States Army Colonel, combat veteran, author of five books, including Margin of Victory. Colonel, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
Well, you're our go-to guy this morning, Colonel, if we may. Did the president make the right decision not to take retaliatory military action against Iran?
Yes, very much so. Joe, one of the things that figured prominently in his calculus is something that is almost never mentioned. And that is that in 2003 and in 1991, Iraq was completely isolated from any support or assistance from any other country or state in the world. That's not the case with Iran. And action against Iran would precipitate essentially the emerging of an alliance against us. Iranians would be assisted and supported by the Russians, by India, by China, possibly even some European states. And even though the Turks, who are Sunni Muslims, hate the Shiite Persians, even the Turks would probably have stood by Iran. So he understood that this was not an Iraq-like example. This was not a one-off. This was not a we'll shoot and forget by any stretch of the imagination. So he knew that, and he wisely walked away from the idea.
And you don't take out, like, responding to the shooting down of the drone, Colonel. You don't take down a military missile launch site or anything like that. You just leave it the way the president left it, sir.
Well, first of all, you know, this business of the Global Hawk, which is a small version of a Boeing 707, it's a big aircraft, was flying over waters that are in dispute. It was on the ragged edge of not simply Iranian airspace, but also coastal waters. And remember that for several weeks now, we've had large numbers of U.S. and Iranian forces in very close proximity to each other. And sending that hostile surveillance drone into that area, which is, by the way, is against international law under the law of the sea, flying over water like that, was inevitably going to provoke some sort of response. And to be frank, I think there were lots of people working in the administration, in the Department of Defense, in the National Security Council staff, and the State Department trying to bring on a war. And that was the trigger they hoped. You know, I'm sure your listeners have listened to people like Bolton and others. They've been talking about going to war with Iran for years.
Yeah.
And the president was aware of that, and he looked at this and said, you know, this is a murky area. And I'm not going to take the United States into war against a country of 80 million people, the size of Western Europe, that is well supported and by many powerful states in the world. We'll end up with a coalition against us. It will be very difficult to take on and defeat, frankly.
National Security Advisor and former Ambassador John Bolton. He's been on the show so many times, and I always enjoy his take, and I'm guilty of that. I'm kind of hawkish. Or I'm a chicken hawkish because I never had the privilege to serve. Like, and by the way, Colonel, I got to ask this on the side. Your voice, man, did you work on your voice to be like Colonel McGregor? That's a very MacArthur-like voice. I love that. If I was under your command, sir, I would never question one thing. Let me tell you, that's why we love having you on the show. But you're a military. It sounds great, and we appreciate it. But see, I would have gone in and done something. You're thinking sanctions will work better in this regard, Colonel.
Well, sanctions have had a profound impact. I mean, people in this country don't understand that inflation is out of control. The Iranian economy is really in ruins. Their backs are against the wall. That was the other issue. This notion of a limited strike.
You know,
when you launch a limited strike, you're assuming that your opponent interprets what you're doing as limited. But the opponent may look at what you think is limited and interpret it simply as an act of war. And if you're on the verge of essentially practically starvation in some cases, you know, living at the lowest level of prosperity you can imagine, and your economy is close to collapse, what have you got to lose? And I think that was the other issue for Donald Trump. I think he understood, look, we may say limited, but the enemy won't see it that way. And the Iranians do have thousands of theater, tactical, and cruise missiles. Those missiles could have been unleashed by the hundreds. You're not dealing with Saddam Hussein, who is kind of a fool, to be blunt. You're dealing with a regime of people who are intelligent, and they'll take the position that it's either use it or lose it. So the question now is, for the president of the United States, look, our sanctions have worked. These people are in bad shape. So when the man is down, do we do what the neocons would like, drive a nail through his forehead and murder him, and create essentially more regional instability, more chaos, break up and destroy one of the largest and most important nations in the region? Or do we take a different approach? Do we suddenly say, look, you know, your back's against the wall. We now need to talk. And let's explore what we can get while you're in this position. And if you want to get out of this position, then we can help you. But we need certain guarantees, and we need new conditions for you. And I think those things are on President Trump's mind right now.
Colonel Douglas McGregor, combat veteran, author of this great book called Margin of a Victory. Colonel, the cyber attacks, we carried out cyber attacks on Iran. What do we know about the nature of those cyber attacks, sir?
Well, I don't want to comment in great detail, but, you know, we have the capacity because we have people on the inside of other people's networks to introduce cyber warfare. In other words, introduce things into their networks from people on the inside. Cyber warfare, so people understand this, it's you don't point a cyber gun and fire a cyber bullet. You've got to have someone who can actually insert your Trojan horse, so to say, into the system. And we do. We've had that ability in many countries. And we chose to do that with Iran and others, and not with the purpose of destroying everything, but signaling, look, we have the ability to essentially undermine the coherence of your national defense. And I'm sure the Iranians realize that. But once again, you know, this puts the Iranian in the position of saying, I've got 500 missiles. I might as well launch them all now because I may not have them in the next few hours. So again, I think President Trump understood those implications from the cyber warfare as well.
Yeah, and Colonel, we appreciate your valuable time, sir. Before we let you go, if we can, are you glad the president seems to be consulting with Tucker Carlson? You're great with Tucker, by the way, when you're on Fox News with Tucker. We're fans of Tucker. And so the president's been calling Tucker. Do you know that as a fact?
I don't. I'm not privileged to those communications. And I would tell you that Tucker is a very discreet person and would never discuss anything that he says to the president or that the president says to him with anyone else. And I'll be frank, you know, we need more of that in this city.
Yeah, well, say Colonel Douglas McGregor. And before we let you go, Colonel, what would you do if you were defense secretary right now, sir?
Well, the first thing I would tell everybody is that we spent an awful lot of money on the World War II force structure. we are not building the kind of defense forces that we will need in the 21st century. We keep replenishing the old World War II structure and forces with new versions of old things. That really needs to stop. So when we say, oh, the armed forces are rebuilt, we're ready to go, that's a lot of nonsense. We grossly overestimate ourselves. We need to radically revisit roles and missions and the force structure. And it's something that the armed services don't want to do. You know, generals and admirals don't want to change anything. A friend of mine who's a retired four-star in the Navy said to me the other day, he said, Doug, I'm surprised that we ever moved beyond steam. He said, I know people in the Navy would rather be under sail. In other words, there's so much resistance to fundamental change because as soon as you introduce something new, you know, the whole organization is disrupted. But you've got to go through that. And unfortunately, historically, Joe, we've entered almost every war with the solutions for the last war. And we've taken an enormous beating as a result of that, lost lots of people. We need to start thinking about that because I've got news for you. In many of these areas, the Russians especially, and to a lesser extent, the Chinese, are far ahead of us in their thinking. They haven't surpassed us technologically, although they're getting close. But we're lagging behind. We spend too much time congratulating ourselves. So if I were the Secretary of Defense, I would pull out the scalpel and start performing some surgery while we did some serious study. You don't turn to the generals for the answers or the admirals for the answers. They'll give you the old ones. You've got to do this separately, and then you've got to impose change. And that's why we put civilians in charge. The civilians have to do the thinking. They've got to come in because, you know, the old expression, physicians can't heal themselves. Well, that's true for the senior military leaders.
Wow. Colonel Douglas McGregor, a retired U.S. Army colonel, combat veteran, author of the book Margin of Victory. Colonel, thank you for your service and really intense thanks for always joining us on the program. And we hope to talk soon, sir.
Hey, Joe, thank you.
Thanks. All the very best. Colonel Douglas McGregor right there. 877-970-2999. Our Balance of Nature phone lines. Going to the calls in a second. Right now, let's jump to Al Gattulo. He has the headline news live and local at 836 in New York, New York on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
71 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Local candidates in New York, New Jersey getting ready for this week's first Democratic presidential debate for the 2020 election. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio will share the stage with eight other candidates Wednesday night in Miami, while New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand squares off against candidates the following night on Thursday, NBC News moderating the first debate. The conversion of 11th Avenue to a one-way street by the Lincoln Tunnel will continue today. Department of Transportation crews are already doing markings and sign changes all week as 11th Avenue gets converted from a two-way street to southbound only between West 57th Street and West 52nd Street. The DOT hopes this will improve traffic flow at the Lincoln Tunnel. This summer, the DOT will add pedestrian islands on the west side of 11th Avenue and a bike lane. In sports, Jay Happ ripped for 8 runs in 4-plus innings. Yankees lost 9-4 to the Astros in the Bronx. Seth Lugo serving up a 3-run homer to Javier Baez in the 8th inning. The Mets lost 5-3 to the Cubs at Wrigley. And Pete Alonso hit his 27th home run, breaking Darryl Strawberry's club record for a rookie. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening right now as you take a ride to the inbound GWB. We're getting reports of an accident on the upper level, 45 minutes into the upper, 15 to 20 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be 30, and over at the Holland, about 35. Watch for delays on the Hutch northbound at Orchard Beach. It's an accident still working, 684 southbound. Looks like you're moving a little bit slowly as well, getting down toward that area in Katona. We're getting reports of an accident, and watch out for some slowdowns as you take a ride over to the southbound side of the thruway. Southbound thruway slowing down 13 right down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Traffic is still moving slowly on the Garden State Parkway northbound, trying to get up and out toward the Driscoll Bridge. More volume up by 137 with an accident cleared. It's busy on the northbound Van Wyck at Linden Boulevard. Looks like a disabled truck is in the way over there. And the westbound belt at Cross Bay Boulevard, a collision cleared. Partly cloudy today, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Pain is the number one reason people go to the doctor. And that's why Relief Factor is doing so well these days. People don't like being in pain, but you also don't want to go down that prescription drug path. You want a 100% drug-free solution to back pain, to neck pain, to leg pain. Nobody more committed to helping people get rid of pain than the father and son team of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. I know these guys. They are on a mission. They have a heart for the hurting, and they are focused like a laser trying to help people with back or neck pain. Relief Factor, the quick start is discounted to $19.95. It's about a dollar a day for 3 weeks. Then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day. Try the 3 week quick start. If after 3 weeks Relief Factor doesn't work for you, notify Relief Factor. You're only out $20. What do you have to lose except a whole lot of pain? As a customer, I know it works. I take a packet in the morning, a packet in the evening, never miss it. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Get started with a 3 week quick start today.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. It's 8:40 on AM970, The Answer. Tired of dealing with dummies? Come on, you know you are. Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. You know, and then I was talking to my cousin Paulie yesterday. He goes, you read those spots live, the commercials you read? I said, yeah, sometimes we put them on the, you know, audio if I have to go on, if I'm away or not here, or they play it throughout the day on the radio station. But I like talking to you live like now, because it's from my heart. I love Route 22 Toyota. I tell you, live right now here at 8:41 on this Monday, June 24th, how great Iggy is. Iggy Giuffre, one of the great folks I've met. The way he helped out the Boys and Girls Clubs, I told you that. Through Route 22, we made Iggy the Man of the Year. Then he gets Toyota to make a donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. I'm just saying. And then I meet Alex Kinsella, and Alex goes, hey, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And he goes, Joe, let's do this. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. And then I always stretch it because I'm Mr. Generosity. How are you? Nice to see you. Where you from? Mr. Generosity here. I'll give you the 850. Look, because I am. I'm a generous guy. 842 right now. Look at you. You get 5 minutes plus. First five callers, next 5 minutes plus. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter if you call 855-621-9949. It's 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But you have to check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And I always tell you, I'm a car geek, you know? And I love when I go to Route 22 Toyota. It's the largest indoor automobile showroom in the state of New Jersey. How do you not go? I mean, I love to just go there for that. And then when you meet the nice family, everybody there, Johnny and Shoya and Wendy and Chris, you know, the family that is Route 22 Toyota, you're going to love it. Now, first five callers, next 5 minutes plus, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. If you call 855-621-9949. Check it out. Route 22 Toyota, please. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Patty Benatar. Oh, I remember Patty back at Catch a Rising Star. Hit me. Hit me.
That's okay. Let's see how you do it. Put up your dukes. Let's get the
Let's see if you could find me doing Frank Sinatra doing this song, Al, on the I Love Rock and Roll.
That's a classic. LP.
You know, we did that. I remember. First of all, I got that. Let me just a sidestep from the craziness of the day on this summer Monday. Yes, summer, yay! At 8:44, I can remember. I told you this before, but if you're new to the show, so wild. Because when you're old like me, man, you've been through so much in the entertainment industry, the ups and the downs and the all arounds. And I can remember being at the Improv 44th and 9th. I told you that, Hell's Kitchens, where I started out at the improvisation with Larry David. Larry David was there. He probably the most brilliant, certainly, out of all of us. Right? And then we would go cross town, Upper East Side, to Catch a Rising Star. But I kept hearing about this girl, Patty Benatar. Patty Benatar. I said, but it's a comedy club. No, no. Rick Newman, who ran Catch a Rising Star, brought Patty on, and then we would watch, check this out, back in the day, had to be the late 70s, right before I hit on Saturday Night Live, we would be in the clubs, and you'd watch this brilliant girl, Patty, on stage, wow, she's brilliant, boom, and then she breaks internationally, you know, it was so cool. Then, how weird it was, because then I got on SNL a year or so after that, a couple years after that, and then I started doing the Frank Sinatra thing, and then Tim Curry comes on and does Mick Jagger, and we do switch it over. We go, here, I'll do Frank Sinatra doing Rolling Stones tunes, and you, as Mick Jagger, do Frank Sinatra tunes. And then Rob Light, the super agent, Rob handles Bruce Springsteen and all the mega agents over at CAA. He'd say, hey, why don't you do Frank singing rock tunes? So then we did a whole full-out blown, full orchestration with, I remember, violinists from Lincoln Center, and with Ralph Schuchat came in and arranged this whole orchestra, me, Frank singing the rock tunes. Do you have me singing Hit Me With Your Best
Shot? I do. It's the audio's not the greatest, but here it is.
Yeah.
Don't hit me with your best shot. Yeah. Hit me with that shot. Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
That's great. You grabbed that from the Catch a Rising Star.
They're cutting like in between as you're singing these songs.
No, it's great.
They cut
to
Pat Benatar. She's in the audience kind of like smiling or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Pat was there. Belzer was there. I mean, Richard Belzer was there.
She's playing Staten Island very soon.
Really?
A couple weeks. Yeah, with her paramour, Neil Giraudo. They've collaborated
guys,
for 30 years.
You guys, you weren't even born. I remember. I saw Rudy Valli on stage once. I said, man, Frank, you're the only guy that gets all the old stuff.
Rudy and the Blowfish? What? Huh? What did you say?
Rudy and the Blowfish.
Oh, Rudy and the Blowfish.
No.
Hootie and the Blowfish. They're playing
This is when it's 8:46. Forgive us. It's like with the knuckleheads in the studio. It's so funny. First of all, the general, I think, that launched that missile that knocked down the drone, General Salami. There was a Salamani.
Well, again,
two different people.
Right. We don't know if either General Salami or General Soleimani was responsible for that. I'm not sure.
No, I said I wanted a hero, not a missile. I didn't say to fire it. I said I wanted Salami.
It was Jersey
and
Mike's.
Swiss.
It was a Jersey Mike's hoagie that took it down. That's what it was. Now listen. Now they're going to make a movie, a Predator-like movie, with General Salami. Predator. Go ahead, Al.
You're an asset. An expendable asset. And I used you to get the job done. Got it? My men are not expendable. And I don't like cured meats.
I don't like cured meats.
Cured meats.
Get me to the Jabba. Bring the salami to the Jabba.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. You're a funny guy.
Al starts doing General Salami as Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator. Thank you. I had to get that out of our system.
I told you, salami, provolone. What are you doing? I didn't tell you to fire a missile at the drone.
And then when
I thought it was my takeout order. What are you talking about?
Then I started talking about Michaels in Brooklyn. Robert Off goes, hey, what about Captain Bronzino? You can't forget about him. Oh, my Lord.
Thank God,
Frankie. According to the colonel, the president did the right thing, and we're holding steady on this. I guess next we sit down with Iran and we talk, I guess.
Well, the president said that he would be willing to sit down with Iran with no preconditions. But if you're Iran at this point, why would you sit down with us? So, I mean, they talked with us reluctantly in the negotiations that led to the Iran nuclear deal. And everybody that—now, the Iran nuclear deal was controversial here. it was even more controversial in Iran. And the moderates within Iran that advocated for the passage of this Iran nuclear deal, they all now look like buffoons internally. So now all these people, and Rouhani's kind of a lame duck anyway because he's term limited, but all these people that promised the people of Iran that if you get behind this, if you pass this, then it's going to be the days of wine and roses. Now all those people look like liars. So you won't get anyone from Iran to sit down and negotiate unless the United States makes some major steps towards de-escalation. So the president is, you know, we've launched these cyber attacks. We're now sending another naval warship to the region. And now, apparently, as of today, we're launching even more economic sanctions. Now, Iran is not just going to sit there. I mean, Iran's economy has gone from bad to worse. It's gone from the frying pan into the fire. Now, just to give you an idea, at the time of the Iran nuclear deal, Iran's currency traded at 32,000 rials for $1. As of today, just a couple of years later, it trades at 130,000 rials for one U.S. dollar. So the economy is in shambles in Iran. So I think that they're not just going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, more sanctions? Fine.
How much for salami?
How much is a pound of salami?
Salami. That's an Iranian currency.
By the way, you mentioned Robert Auth. It was great to see Robert Auth at the Roger Stone fundraiser in Staten Island. He made the trip from New Jersey. Very nice of him.
You know what? I want to hear about that, too. I want to hear about that, too. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, we're going to go to Debbie right now because we worry about you on the roads. Mm-hmm. And it's always traffic. Somebody said, I saw a tweet from some nice gal, poor gal, she's in traffic. And she goes, why is Mayor de Blasio running for president? He can't even get the traffic flowing in New York City, for goodness sake, you know? And it's always a problem. Now, 10 before 9, Debbie's on the roads, always looking out for you on AM 970. The Answer, and a good morning to you, Debbie Duhame.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening here. As you take a ride to the Hutch, it's busy northbound getting up toward Orchard Beach. An accident still working over there. Cross Bronx West slowing down through the Sheridan. Now, remember, Al mentioned in the earlier report during the news that you have that new pattern here on 11th Avenue. 11th Avenue, one way only, getting down toward the outbound Lincoln Tunnel. That should help you out getting out of town at the Lincoln. The inbound Lincoln right now, 495 eastbound at Pleasant Ave. It's an accident. So expect delays of at least 40 minutes in at the Lincoln. The inbound GWB upper level, a collision there. That one involves a truck and a bus. So it looks like at least 45 to the upper, better to the lower. And the Holland, that's 30 minutes getting into town. Garden State Parkway North at 143C, an accident as well, heading up toward Irvington and the Oranges. And we're still seeing delays on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike, getting up toward 14, 684 southbound, getting down toward the area of Exit 8 in Croton Falls, a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
Hi, I'm Laura Schaefer, General Sales Manager at AM 970, The Answer. Believe it or not, some of our most fundamental freedoms are being challenged. Alliance Defending Freedom, one of the nation's most respected and successful Supreme Court advocates, is fighting for you. Through generous donations, ADF has become a major force in the legal battle for free speech and religious freedom, playing an important role in 54 victories at the U.S. Supreme Court. If you're a business owner, consider making a tax-deductible donation of $1,500 or more. In return, your business will receive a bonus advertising campaign equal to the value of your donation. Contact me to learn more at 212-857-9639. Again, that's 212-857-9639.
I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group and timeshare cancellation advocate. I was sued by the largest timeshare company in federal court for simply helping people cancel their timeshare that they had been lied to about. The jury sized me up and came back with a verdict after only 20 minutes. And yes, I won.
My husband and I are more than grateful to everyone at Wesley Financial Group.
You know, thanks to Chuck and his team, we feel as though a weight has been lifted and we can move on without the worry of a troublesome timeshare.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, it's my mission to get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Want to learn more about getting rid of your troublesome timeshare? Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. Call 800-653-1188. That's 800-653-1188. 800-653-1188.
Joe on the radio. It's 8:54 right now. Joe Lumberg's coming up with a great weather forecast you don't want to miss. But I want to tell you about balance of nature. You're feeling run down, right? You got a little scratchy throat. You got those allergies like I have all the time. It's because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables, right? It's time to try balance of nature. Fruits and vegetables in a capsule form. It's just like that. It's not like ordinary vitamins. No, is this a vitamin? People will ask me. No, it's not. Balance of Nature is made with natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. That's it. A daily dose of Balance of Nature's capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. People report their skin looks better, the allergies stop, the sneezing stops. I'm telling you, they have much more energy. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. And for a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon man, meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk at 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. Good morning, Joe. How you doing, my friend?
Feeling good this morning. How about you today?
Great. We are great. We are locked. We are loaded. Good weekend. I think when I spend the weekend with the children, I feel good about it. But, you know, I do a quick workout, and I have a friend, Joey, I got to tell you. And, boy, she does up and down. No, she goes, I just ran like 10. No, she goes up and down the stairs at these stadiums. I used to do that when I was younger. Mm-hmm. She goes, I know you like to work out, Joe. Maybe you should try it. I'm going like, whoa. You know, where you would just push it. You push yourself like that. And I'm telling you, you ain't old. But, you know, you're in your 50s, correct, Joey?
I'm getting up there. I'm approaching 60, not there yet.
But you're amazing that you do this. You do that. How many miles over the weekend, my friend?
I did 100 on Saturday, then I did 60 yesterday.
See, now I feel like a wuss. A wuss. I'm like a wuss, Joey. I'm a wuss over here. So, but I go out and I try to do a little weights. Now, you know what I do? The pool is the best, or the ocean. I can't wait to get into the ocean down the shore because I think that does the best for you, right? Am I right? And we're going to be able to do that.
Water is a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
water is a wonderful thing. Getting in the water is a great thing.
Joe, tell me about this weekend down the shore. It's going to look pretty nice, huh?
It does look pretty nice. In fact, I think the next 5 days we're going to start to see the air temperatures warm up consistently in the 80s. Might even hit 90 Thursday or Friday.
What?
The humidity's going to be up a little bit that we've seen. I mean, it's finally going to feel like summer. It's about time.
I know. We love it, Joe. Thank you so much, Joe Lumberg. It's going to be a nice, nice week. You got it, and you heard it from Joe himself. Be careful out there, Mr. Lumberg, if you would, huh?
I will.
All right. Thank you, Joey. Appreciate it very much. Joe Lumberg right there, 8:57 with Joe on the radio. Yeah, I'm trying to get down to the shore and just get down there, even to come back and forth and broadcast from down there. That's what I want to try to do. So we're looking all throughout down the shore area where I could broadcast because, Frankie Five Boroughs, we're with Steve Adubato. I'm with Steve on Thursday, correct?
Yes.
And we're going to do an interview with Steve for his great show. And then what do I got coming up? Oh, you know, forgive me if I'm plugging this, but I'm plugging this out right at Retro Fitness. It's Breakfast with Joe. Listen to this. Is this funny, guys? Is this the best? Breakfast with Joe.
I have a feeling I know what you're ordering.
French toast with a lot of maple syrup.
Right there, man. Come on.
Burnt.
So it's at Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey, and it's right there on Route 31, and I'm going to be down there, and we're going to have fun, and we're going to introduce everybody to the new gym. We fixed it up a bit, and we're just very, very excited about it with my business partner, Stacy. So we invite you to do that on, I think that's like, oh, it's early in the morning, man. It's 8 o'clock. But for us, Frankie, not that early, I guess, 8 o'clock,
oh, that's
right?
Late.
You're right. Hey, 877-970-2999 if you want to get into the soiree on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. A lot to get into. And Big Al Gattulo. We'll try not to get too silly in the next hour. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads. Hey, you know what? It's summertime. Hey, you know what? You're going to enjoy the week. You got a nice week coming up. It's Piscopo, live from the greatest city in the world, New York, New York. We love having you with us, and we are coming right back.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.